Happy Friday, Scarecasters. Today is the release of the new Halloween movie, and I cannot wait to go see it tonight. I'm gonna go to the theaters, get my popcorn, get my drinks. It's gonna be a good time. And before I go off to do that, I want to give you guys a story for your bedtime. Today we're gonna be reading Abused Girl Who Knocked on Our Door Late at Night. So for those who are staying in the house tonight and not going to see the new Halloween movie, if you hear the doorbell ring or someone knocking at the door late at night, you may want to think twice or maybe grab something just in case. So, let's kick it off. I still think about this encounter as an adult. When I was about 10, which I'm 25 years old now, I was downstairs watching TV late at night with my mom and sisters. Everyone decided to head off to bed, and I was left alone downstairs. I started drifting off, and all of a sudden, someone started banging on our door hard. I'm talking let me the fuck in hard. I was so scared, I just sat there frozen, staring at the door like my life depended on it. My dog was laying right next to me and also just stared. He never barked or moved an inch. Which was odd because he always barked at the door. The banging never stopped for what seemed like a solid 5 minutes, but in reality, it was probably just a minute. I looked at my dog, and I think because I finally moved, my dog snapped out of his trance and looked at me for a split second and jumped up and ran towards the door. He still didn't bark, but instead, started turning his head like he was confused. I finally got the courage to get up and open the blinds to see what was going on. And there was this young woman, maybe about 20 to 25 years old, standing there, holding her left breast in her hand. It was still attached to her, but she had pretty large breasts. And she was holding it, trying to keep them from sagging, I guess. She had blonde hair, white skin, and was covered in blood. Her shirt was ripped and her hair was a mess. I remember thinking, maybe she got beat up or was in a car crash. Either way, I immediately went to go open the door. As soon as I went to unlock it, my mom came out of nowhere and slammed her hand on the door and relocked it. I had no idea she had even come downstairs, let alone walked up behind me. I was just so focused on the door and this woman that when she slammed her hand on the door, it almost knocked me back into reality. The reality of not opening the door for strangers in the middle of the night. I looked up at her and I could feel my eyes were wide, and I think I even started crying. She put her hand on my shoulder and moved me away from the door. She yelled, "Who is it?" through the door, and the girl yelled back that her boyfriend had beat her up and that they lived in the apartments across the street from us. Mind you, we lived in townhouses in a cul-de-sac. Our unit was all the way in the back where you would start the turn. We were the first unit in the row. But where she pointed out her and her boyfriend's place was at, it was quite a ways away from us. My mom asked her her name and she said something that ended with Annie. Maybe Bethany or Stephanie or something like that. I saw my mom hesitate to open the door, but after she yelled, "Please help me," my mom opened the door, stepped out, and pulled it closed to shut, but not completely shut. I cracked the door behind her to make sure she was okay, and also to see what was going on. The woman we'll call Bethany kept thanking my mom and asking to come in, because she was scared her boyfriend was going to come after her. My mom refused and explained that she couldn't let her in because of the safety of her four kids, but said she would sit out there with her. My mom yelled at me to grab the phone and call the police, so I did. My mom started asking her what happened and what specific unit she lived in. She pointed towards her specific one and told my mom the building number and her unit, which was B. Out of nowhere, this silver SUV pulled up a little later, and she ran towards it yelling, "That's my sister!" and then just jumped in. The car sped off without another word from her, or a single word from the sister. My mom looked back at me confused and came back inside and shut and locked the door. We just stood there and looked at each other. I asked my mom, "What about the police?" And she said that she would just wait for them downstairs if I wanted to go to bed. I was too scared to leave her alone, so I waited with her. Once they arrived, my mom explained what happened and the officer said she did the right thing by not letting her inside. The weird thing is, my dog never barked once until the cops knocked on the door. They also explained that they've been receiving similar calls like that in the area constantly. Even worse, the next morning we all packed up to go to the grocery store, and as we passed the building, you could tell that that specific apartment that she pointed out was empty. Like, no one had been living in it. Maybe they just didn't have any furniture or anything, but it was still weird. He never came after her that night, and we never saw her or the SUV again. Bethany or Stephanie, I hope you're okay if that was real, but also if it's not, don't ever knock on my door again. It was a while later before I asked my mom to elaborate on the situation more. So, after my mom yelled for me to call the police, I walked away to grab the landline in the kitchen. When I walked away, my mom said this to her, "Now you listen to me. If you're trying to get over on me and hurt my family, I will do worse than what you're pretending your boyfriend did to you, and I will kill you. Nothing means more to me than my children. Not my life, not my freedom. I will help if you need it, but you cannot enter my home. So don't ask again, or I'm going inside and I will lock you out and not help you. Do you understand?" I asked her what the girl said or did after this. And she said that the girl just looked around kind of nervous and said she understood and appreciated us helping her out. That's about the time I returned to the door after calling the police and heard my mom asking her what happened and where she lived. Needless to say, but my mom was a boss-ass bitch at that moment. Well, that's the end of the story. Hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you all have a great night. It's Friday night. Have some fun or relax and stay in and watch some good horror movies. Or listen to the Scarecast podcast, because I'm sure you got some more episodes to catch up on. And also, if you're watching the video version of this story, peep out this shirt. Thank God it's Friday. I will be releasing this shirt back on my website at thescarecast.com/store. Make sure you all stay tuned and follow me on Instagram at thescarecast for more updates. As always, take care out there, and until next time.